Imagine having just $33 in your bank account, with $6,500 in bills due tomorrow. For Gigi Butler, this wasn't a nightmare. It was the launching pad for a $35 million cupcake empire. When Damon John started FUBU in his mother's basement in Queens, he wasn't lamenting his empty pockets, he was leveraging them. What these entrepreneurs discovered wasn't just a path to success despite being broke, they found success because they were broke. The power of broke isn't about celebrating poverty, it's about recognizing the constraints force creativity, hustle, and authenticity that money often smothers. When you have nothing to lose, you approach problems differently. You find solutions that well-funded competitors would never consider. This counterintuitive advantage explains why 68% of today's Forbes 400 started with little, compared to just 40% in 1982. Being broke doesn't just level the playing field, it tilts it in your favor, creating a hunger that no trust fund can match. Remember Rocky Balboa? He was unstoppable when training in meat lockers and running up those Philadelphia steps. But once he got the title and the mansion, he lost his edge and got knocked out by Clubber Lang. This pattern repeats in business. When desperate, you hustle harder. When comfortable, you get complacent. The most transformative innovations rarely emerge from corporate boardrooms with massive R&D budgets. Hip-hop wasn't created by music executives. It bubbled up from block parties in the Bronx. Disruptive ideas come from people solving their own problems with whatever they have at hand. Steve Aoki could have asked his wealthy father, the founder of Benihana Restaurants, for startup capital. Instead, he maxed out 10 credit cards and accumulated $90,000 in debt to launch Dim Mock Records. From a cramped 900-square-foot apartment shared with 13 unpaid interns, he built an electronic music empire. Why choose the harder path? Because money can't buy the beautiful mess that entrepreneurs need. When scraping by, you discover creative solutions that would never occur to someone with a comfortable budget. You steal copies from Kinko's, sell records from your car trunk, and throw shows in apartments when you can't afford venue fees. Each constraint becomes a catalyst for innovation. When asked what would have happened if his father had given him $100,000 to start, Aoki admits, "I would have squandered it." The chaos of limited resources forces you to focus on what truly matters. When you're broke, you can't fake it till you make it. You have to be genuinely valuable from day one. This authenticity becomes your greatest asset in a world drowning in corporate marketing speak. Take Acacia Brinley, who turned to social media as a bullied 13-year-old with no designer clothes or status. She wasn't building a brand, she was just being herself on Tumblr when her peers rejected her. That raw authenticity resonated with millions. When online backlash came, she showed wisdom. They're bullying me based on my appearance, just taking me down to feel better about themselves. Instead of fighting back, she stayed true to herself. Companies noticed her influence and sent free products, which she only promoted if she genuinely liked them. Her followers could distinguish between authentic endorsements and paid promotions. As her mother says, what folks are buying with Acacia is Acacia herself, and she's not for sale. This authenticity can't be manufactured with marketing budgets. It comes from necessity when you can't afford to be anything but yourself. At 11 years old, Rob Dyrdek couldn't afford a skateboarding competition entry fee. Instead of giving up, he struck a deal. If he recruited 10 paying participants, he could compete free. This resourcefulness launched a career spanning professional skateboarding, television, and multiple businesses. What drives someone to push through such obstacles? A mindset that emerges without a safety net. As Rob explains, when you grow up with nothing, it's like you've got nothing to lose, so this thing in me tends to roll the dice. Calculated risks come naturally when playing it safe isn't an option. Similarly, Christopher Gray couldn't afford college application fees or tuition. Without home internet, he maximized library computer time applying for scholarships. His persistence earned him $1.3 million in scholarships and the nickname, the $1 Million Scholar. Recognizing millions of students face the same barriers, he created the Sholly app with two classmates to simplify scholarship searches. When Chris pitched on Shark Tank, he'd already proven his concept with 92,000 downloads at 99 cents each. Lori Grainer and Damon John immediately offered $40,000 for a 15% stake. They recognized his first-mover advantage in an untapped market. The power of Broke had forced Chris to identify a genuine problem and create an elegant solution, with insights that well-funded competitors lacked. Having too much money too soon can be worse than having too little. Imagine starting a cupcake business with your grandmother's recipe. With abundant capital, you might lease an expensive storefront, hire designers, purchase top equipment, and hire premium staff, all before selling a single cupcake. This creates immense pressure with no room for inevitable mistakes. The statistics are alarming. 60% of NBA players go broke within 5 years of retirement. 78% of NFL players face financial distress within 2 years, and about 70% of lottery winners end up bankrupt. Money without wisdom leads to disaster. Organic growth allows you to make mistakes at the $5,000 level rather than the $100,000 level. You learn what works without betting your entire future on untested assumptions. Facebook exemplifies this approach. Mark Zuckerberg didn't rush for financing before proving his concept. He started at Harvard, expanded to other Boston colleges, then Ivy League schools, and eventually worldwide. Each incremental step allowed him to refine what worked before scaling. This colossal bootstrapping approach builds businesses that last. Jay Abraham, now a leading marketing consultant to Fortune 500 companies, started with nothing but intelligence and drive. Married young with two children, he needed to support his family without capital or connections. His breakthrough came when he saw opportunity in the dying 8-track tape business others were abandoning. He created a three-way win. Convenience stores received risk-free inventory, a distributor gained market penetration, and Jay earned $4,000 weekly without investing anything. He expanded beyond other people's money to leverage others' manpower, marketing, and mindset. When acquiring a bankrupt company selling arthritis cream, he offered radio stations and publishers all revenue from first sales plus 15% on each jar. Though initially losing money on first sales, he understood lifetime value. Most customers repurchased monthly. That product became Icy Hot, now America's top-selling topical pain reliever. The power of Broke forced Jay to think differently about seemingly insurmountable problems. Instead of seeing obstacles, he spotted opportunities others missed. This mindset, developed through necessity, remained his greatest asset even after achieving success. The lesson? Skills developed when broke are precisely those that build lasting wealth.